The nation's top doctor is trying to backpedal, saying we can't guarantee everything that's going on in the Wuhan lab. I'll tell you one thing that he ought to guarantee. He ought to guarantee that the American people not feel so cheated, because we want to know the truth and we still want to know the truth. But government bureaucrats like Anthony Fauci keep misinforming us over and over and over again. We now have new evidence that Fauci was warned the coronavirus might have been engineered and was even taking the warning seriously, all while telling the public that the science proved it was a naturally occurring virus. Why is everyone covering for China? If you don't know the answer, just say, we don't know. We're looking into all possibilities. Why do you sit there and tell us something else? This is why people feel like they can't trust the government, because the government doesn't trust us to handle the truth. Meanwhile, also new at this moment, Fauci's boss at the NIH, Dr. Francis Collins, said on a radio show today, Hugh Hewitt's show, that the NIH collaborated with the Wuhan lab for gain-of-function research. I mean, it's all coming out. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I am Trish. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel, to give the podcast a thumbs up. New emails coming to light right now, thanks to the Freedom of Information Act. We actually have 3,200 of them, emails that we're going through, to and from Dr. Anthony Fauci. And we now know that Fauci, he had been warned that the coronavirus had the possibility of having been engineered, yet he was telling the world something else entirely. In one of these emails, the head of a viral genomics lab at Scripps Research in La Jolla, California, Christian Anderson, told Fauci that, quote, some of the features potentially look engineered, and that he and others, quote, all find the genome inconsistent with expectations from evolutionary theory, but said we need to do more analysis. And then in another, Fauci sent a link to an article from the website, great website, Zero Hedge, with the headline, Coronavirus Contains HIV Insertions, Stoking Fear Over Artificially Created Bioweapon. And yet, just days after Donald Trump told the world that he had seen some intelligence that suggested to him that the virus came from the Wuhan lab, Fauci did this big interview in National Geographic saying that the science effectively didn't support that. I'm going to quote from the interview. Everything about the stepwise evolution over time strongly indicates that this virus evolved in nature and then jumped species, he said. Huh. Yet now, more than a year later, Fauci's saying that he's not convinced that the virus started in a wet market. And that, quote, we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we continue to find out, to the best of our ability, what happened. You think? I mean, why does it take more than a year to come to that conclusion when you knew all along we still needed to do some more research? I mean, think about the time that we have lost. Big tech saying you're not allowed to report on that. You're not allowed to talk about that. You know, it's a conspiracy theory because Trump believes it. I'm sorry, but what on earth? Seriously, what on earth did we just put ourselves through needlessly? Journalists not allowed to investigate this, being shadow banned, being demonetized. Believe me, I've seen it all. People were saying this was a conspiracy theory, and yet the government had no proof either way, and they still don't. So what does that mean? It means you ought to do some research. You ought to be following up. I mean, not to mention the fact that there were $600,000 that Fauci sent via the EcoHealth Alliance for bat coronavirus research, which now his boss is confirming. And yet, you know, that didn't come out until now. Fauci said in an interview that this is actually an insignificant amount of money. He said it didn't really matter, right? Just insignificant. $600,000. I don't care. I don't care if it's $600,000. I don't care if it's a penny. I don't think a penny of our taxpayer dollars should be going to Wuhan for bat coronavirus research if it's that dangerous. And if you're dealing with a lab like they have in Wuhan. I mean, by the way, this information was out. I reported this the other day. Taiwan News unearthing a story that aired on Chinese state television that depicted the dangerous conditions of the lab. They were showing this because they wanted the world to see how wonderful Batwoman was and how courageous she was and her team was and how they were really up against it and it was so dangerous, blah, blah, blah. And so they showed all of these scientists that were handling these bats without the protective gear that they would have needed. So, by the way, if we had just done any due diligence, if EcoHealth had done any due diligence, if the NIH had done any due diligence, we wouldn't have been sending, again, so much as one penny to this place. So again, why couldn't some of this information have come out earlier? Well, in part because reporters were not allowed to report on it. It was all a conspiracy theory. It was all about Donald Trump trying to, you know, find a scapegoat. That's what they literally said at the time. But here's what we do now know and was not reportable until now. Three researchers at the Wuhan lab became so ill in November 2019 that they sought hospital treatment. We don't know whether the workers had contracted the coronavirus, although the symptoms were such that it certainly seems as though they could have, but their hospitalization certainly coincides with the period when most experts believe that this was spreading throughout the city of Wuhan. And one last thing that I want to bring up on this story, and we've got more to talk about, but one last thing here that's kind of peculiar is that the head of EcoHealth, the nonprofit company that sent $3.2 million, I mean, the $600,000 was for the bat coronavirus research, but the $3.2 million to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, they sent Anthony Fauci a personal thank you for backing the natural origin theory. What's that about? And why do I get the sense that so many people are pulling a CYA kind of move? Why did the Biden administration shut down the investigation that Pompeo had started, that our State Department had started, into the virus's origins? I mean, wouldn't you want to know the answers to these things? President Biden has since ordered the intelligence community to undertake a 90-day review of all evidence pertaining to the origin of the virus. Let's hope they tell us what's what this time around. I'll tell you, I'm all over this story. We're all over this story at trishintel.com. Do make sure you go to the website, sign up for my emails. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. This is important stuff. And you never know when they're going to shadow ban. It actually happens to me a lot. There is an effort for sure to make sure that conservative news is suppressed. And I don't even think it's necessarily conservative. This is just reality, right? They're suppressing reality because the reality was we should have been asking these questions and they didn't want us to. And so for those of us that did ask, you would be effectively shadow banned and suppressed in social media. Anyway, speaking of Biden, some good news to report. Some good news today. He's backtracking, apparently, on his big tax hike. The reality of taxes may be finally sinking in. Not the reality, the economic reality, that he necessarily understands higher taxes equals less growth, but just the reality that, you know, politically speaking, there's no way in HELL he's ever going to get this one through, because you get people like smart people like Senator Joe Manchin, who suddenly become the most important person in all of Washington, D.C. there, that are not going to go for it. And a lot of Democrats, by the way, are just not going to go for this. And Republicans certainly aren't going to go for an increase in taxes to 28% from 21% for small business owners. I mean, think about what that would mean for business here in America today. The other thing he's talking about doing apparently is slashing his infrastructure plan down to $1 trillion. But look, I still don't think it's going to see the light of day with Republicans. They're talking about $257 billion. He now wants a trillion. I guess it's better than $4 trillion. But look, we can't keep spending money we don't have, especially when we don't need to spend it. And I say that because while there may be some things, roads, bridges, reinforcing our grid, protecting ourselves against cyber attacks, these are infrastructure projects that we do actually need. But the administration wants social programs that it hopes to disguise as infrastructure. Americans get it. Americans see through it. Why do we need so many social programs when the economy is finally reopening? America's getting back to work in spite of our big federal government. Remember, everyone, subscribe to the podcast. Go to trishintel.com. Give the video a thumbs up. Give the podcast a thumbs up. We got a lot to talk about. I will see you back here tomorrow. In the meantime, remember, live free or die.